Study the styles of comedians to unleash your funny. How to Become a Comedian podcast series. Comedy might seem like it's all about making people laugh, but here's something that'll blow your mind. The most successful comedians throughout history have actually been master psychologists, understanding human nature at a deeper level than most professionals who study it. And that's such an interesting perspective, especially when you consider how different styles of comedy tap into various aspects of human psychology. How do you think that plays out across different approaches? Well, looking at the evolution from silent film stars to modern comedians, it's fascinating how the fundamentals of human connection remain constant. Take Charlie Chaplin. He understood that physical comedy could transcend language barriers and touch something universal in human experience. His famous bread roll dance scene has been analyzed by psychologists as a perfect example of how humor can transform everyday objects into something magical, the way those early comedians laid the groundwork for everything that came after is remarkable. You know, studies have shown that physical comedy actually activates different parts of the brain than verbal humor. That's exactly right. And when you look at modern monologists like Stephen Colbert and Conan O'Brien, they're actually building on those same psychological principles, just using different tools. They've mastered what psychologists call tension and release, building anticipation and then providing that satisfying punchline. And that same principle shows up in completely different ways with daredevil comedians like Frank Miles, right? I mean, juggling high-voltage tasers while standing in water, that's tension and release taken to an extreme. Oh, man. Speaking of tension, research shows that our brains actually release more endorphins during that kind of high-stakes comedy than during traditional stand-up. It's like our fight-or-flight response gets mixed up with our laugh reflex, creating this unique kind of euphoria. Well, that explains why the Harlem Globetrotters have been so successful for over 90 years. They're combining athletic skill with that same kind of tension-based humor. Exactly. And what's really fascinating is how different comedic styles activate different neural pathways. Character comedians like Whoopi Goldberg engage our empathy centers, while storytellers like Richard Pryor trigger areas associated with personal memory and emotional processing. The way these performers have intuited these psychological principles without formal training is pretty remarkable. Hey there, just a quick break. If you're loving this podcast and want to improve your comedy skills, check out Greg Dean's stand-up comedy classes. We've got weekly classes, weekend webinars, and tons of resources to help you shine on stage. Head over to gregdeancomedy.com. We'd love to help you bring the laughs. You know what's even more interesting? Recent studies suggest that exposure to different styles of comedy actually increases cognitive flexibility. Like, people who regularly watch diverse comedy styles show improved problem-solving abilities and enhance creative thinking. That makes so much sense when you think about how someone like Steve Martin developed his character work, creating this completely confident yet totally inept persona that forced audiences to hold two contradictory ideas simultaneously. And speaking of cognitive benefits, silent film techniques have been shown to improve visual processing skills in viewers. The precision timing of someone like Buster Keaton actually helps train our brains to better process rapid visual information. That's fascinating. So we're not just being entertained, we're actually developing new neural pathways? Precisely. And here's something that might surprise you. Studies of mime artists like Bill Irwin have shown that their performances activate mirror neurons in viewers' brains more strongly than any other form of entertainment. We're literally learning through laughter. The way these different styles complement each other is remarkable. Like how Red Skelton combined physical comedy with character work to create something entirely new. And that's really the key insight about comedy. And it's not just about making people laugh. It's about creating these powerful psychological and neurological experiences that help us process the world around us, whether through storytelling, physical comedy, or character work. Great comedians are actually helping us develop as human beings. So, in a way, they're like unofficial therapists for society? Well, research actually backs that up. Regular exposure to comedy has been linked to reduced stress levels, improved emotional regulation, and better social bonding. It's like we've evolved to need laughter as much as we need exercise or healthy food. And that really puts the importance of studying different comedy styles in a whole new light. And as we look to the future, understanding these different approaches becomes even more crucial. Comedy isn't just entertainment, it's a fundamental tool for human development and social connection. Whether you're watching a silent film star or a modern stand-up comedian, you're participating in this ancient and essential human experience. Looking for more stand-up comedy resources? Visit gregdeancomedy.com for expert tools, tips, and classes to sharpen your skills and elevate your comedy.